Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com One. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head boys soccer coach Tony Beach and Humboldt Wildcats head girls soccer coach Rod Mooney. The Humboldt boys soccer team's 2026 season is set to begin on Monday when they take on Garner Hayfield Ventura from Mason Mock Field in Humboldt. I sat down with first season head coach Tony Beach Friday to discuss last year's team and the upcoming season.
I would say that, of course, it's always exciting to try to proceed down the road as far as possible in postseason, but it was a good season. You never know how the season will go, and of course, with the record, we're around 500 there, and so, you know, you had some losses, but we always want to try to use those losses as leverage to say, okay, what can we learn from this loss and work on those components. Great group of guys, you know, when you lose some seniors that have led the team, and then, of course, then we got this year. Starting new season, it's a fresh season, and that's what we're kind of doing. We're seeing where we're going to start with, and that's what we're learning these first couple weeks. And so we just did a little scrimmage up in Okoboji, played Wright County and Okoboji, like 40 minutes each. That was definitely a learning moment with the weather. You never know with the spring weather. Sometimes we get your 80-degree weather, now you get your 30-degree weather. And definitely last night was crazy, windy and cold. We tried to focus on the game, but with it being so cold, you can tell our guys were like more focused on trying to stay warm than playing the game. But it was a good experience. We had practice today, and we start practice. I said, okay, guys, think about last night. What were some strengths that we had? And one of the strengths are that they said we didn't give up any corner kicks. That's awesome, because corner kicks are a high threat offensively. And they asked, well, hey, so what are some weaknesses, something that we can work on? And right away they listed off some things. So I try to really put it on the guys and be a team aspect as far as they set their goals, and hopefully then that becomes more personal and we'll strive. So yeah, new season. So I'm looking forward to see how it goes.
Hey, Coach, as you mentioned, you know, you had the scrimmages over in Okoboji. As far as learning about this team early on, what were some of the takeaways from that scrimmage for the team?
We do have some strong players. Like, for one, you know, we have Carson Rubel. He's been our strong keeper for the last 3 years. And so now here he's putting in his fourth season. He's definitely shown to be a veteran. We let him play probably about the first 15, 20 minutes of our first matchup. And he's had an interest to get some field time as well. So I rotated in and put Parker Jensen in. He's one of our freshmen who's also interested in keeper. So he did some keeping, and we let Carson come in, and he played a little bit of midfield forward just to get some time. Yeah, and then we had Nico Christensen. He was out there. I moved him into defender position just to trial. That's what's great about these scrimmages. You know, I told the guys, you know what? I'm going to just experiment. We are going to learn. Maybe there are going to be some surprises about where we can play and on where we can make our team strong. So that's what I did. I know Nico last year played midfielder for us, and he very well could do that again. But as far as the scrimmage goes, he did some defending and did all right. He's comfortable back there. Jonathan Cabrera, he's another strong defender. He's one that really I have confidence in. He has speed and he knows where to play, and he's definitely not afraid, meaning to go after the ball. So if we need to have someone go back there on the defense, he'll be there for us. So that was exciting. And then Yael Sanchez, he also played defender for us and showed, once again, experience. I'm seeing some experience in some of those guys, how to play, and so that's positive. Ike Fowler, he was playing some midfielder, did some good. And then Braden Swanson, he's another senior of ours that he played for us as a freshman and then was off for a couple seasons. You know, high school sports are great. They allow kids to experiment. And then finally here, the senior year, Braden decided, you know what, I'm coming back. So we're welcoming Braden Swanson back on the team. Angel Ruiz, he played some midfield for us last year. I think he did more defender. He could switch back and forth. Once again, I flash back to a season or two in these guys and how much they grow and mature. I really want to give credit out to our weightlifting and how strong they are and how confident they are. So that's a good thing. And then Pablo Cruz, he's one individual that he's good with his footwork, and I'm looking forward to seeing if he can give us some forward action this year. And then for freshmen, I tried out, we had Callan Johnson. He's got some good speed and footwork, so I'm looking forward to see how he can do some work there. He had some close goals there. He got defended a little bit, but he had showed some great potential. And then Nova Christensen, the younger brother of Nico, he's shown some aptitude there. Like, he's got some youth experience and is already familiar with the game. So, and then Obed, he's another senior of ours, showing experience. But like each of those guys I just mentioned, As a team, I think we have some good coming back, and then we got some young ones coming in that can fill in some gaps that we're missing from last season.
For you, obviously, a longtime assistant with the program, what has it been like for you stepping into that head coaching role after longtime head coach Joe Haydar retired from last season?
I do have to admit that being an assistant, I kind of got used to it. You get your role, you know what your responsibility is, and you just follow that through. And I really was comfortable with Joe. Joe knew and had great knowledge of the game. And I always welcomed that. And also, let everyone know out there, I'm not a strong Spanish speaker, and he is gifted with his bilingual ability. So I was always comfortable with that. Now, this year, I'm depending on some of my players to help me out. He has plenty of years of experience. I do want to compliment Joe on how he started the program and how we've gotten this program to flourish and develop into two successful programs for both girls and guys. And then the youth program. We've had a lot of participants. In fact, this Saturday, we will be hosting again the youth at the high school to do some soccer clinic. And the kids, both boys and girls, have been participating well and helping that.
Where do you see this team coming along so far as you get ready for the first matches coming up next week?
I really like to have a team play. And so if we can work on passing and making sure that we work the ball around and that it's not always just a fast break, push the ball up. So that's what we're trying to work on in practice. And today we are working on switching the field. We don't practice that. We don't do that enough. And if we switch the field and get very effective with that, we will probably most likely force our opponent to have to always adjust. And when that happens, we're hoping to get some passing lanes and hopefully in for the goal. But that just getting touches in at the beginning of the field because of season, because we are probably, some of us have been coming through the winter season playing basketball, football, and just simply getting the touches on the ball helps.
And coach, after last year, what would you say the goals are for this team?
Well, the ultimate goal, of course, is try to see how far we can go in postseason. You know, with the history of Humboldt soccer, making it to state and then being able to experience that, it's in the blood. You have that desire and hunger to proceed that, but also you got to be realistic. So in order to achieve that goal, we got to start one game at a time. And that's what I'm doing here is these guys is that, you know, we'll work on everything and you never know what that season is. But if we have the goal, we want to continue working. And like I said today, we talked about on the whiteboard saying, okay, what are some things that we did well and what are some things that we can grow? And if we grow on those components that we mentioned on the whiteboard, then I see some promise. We got a strong conference. I was going through the state 1A, 2A levels, see where our schools were at. And I would say almost all but two of our schools are in the 2A level. So our conference has really grown over the years. It's become more competitive. It's not like you can say, oh, that's going to be a guaranteed win. And so that's what's great. So if we are constantly being pushed, we may not have an undefeated season, but at least we'll have a conference that'll push us to get stronger. So that way when postseason comes, we can make it through at least a few games and why not make it to state.
And then lastly, coach, first match of the season, Monday, you're taking on Garner Hayfield Ventura from Humboldt High School up at Mason Mock Field. What are the opening thoughts on the season for that first match, taking on a conference foe such as Garner Hayfield Ventura?
We always want to respect our opponents. They've always been competitive. So you never know what they may bring from one season to the next. So we'll be prepared and expect the best coming at us. And then we'll try to perform and do our best and play the game. So, and then after the game, then we'll definitely know where we're at least give us a level to start. Like last night we did scrimmage and that kind of gave us an idea, but of course with weather it played a factor where it's like did it really give us a true sense of how we can perform. So I'm looking forward to Monday. It sounds like great weather. It'll be a good day.
Well, appreciate the time, coach, and want to wish you best of luck for the first match of the year coming up on Monday.
Hey, thank you.
The Humboldt girls soccer team is set to begin their season on Thursday when they head to Mason City. I caught up with Mooney to discuss last year's run to the regional final and this year's team.
Resiliency is the word that comes to mind with that team last year. I thought, you know, we dealt with a lot of injuries throughout the season, and we had kids playing in the regional finals game that hadn't played a whole lot of minutes during the regular season, and actually really even in the regional semifinals game. And to have our kids step up and be prepared and be ready to play at that kind of a level as the season went on was awesome. You know, we were pretty thick with midfielders at the beginning of the year, and by the end, we were really thin with midfielders. And those kids stepped in and got great minutes and, you know, really did some cool stuff. And so our ability to persevere and be resilient through injuries, you know, was really exceptional last year. And it was a fun team to coach. And luckily, we have a lot of those same kids back this year. And so, you know, we're hoping to sort of build on those successes. You know, we're certainly going to miss the seniors that we lost last year. But at the same time, you know, we got a lot of really good experience through the course of our postseason run. And I think we got better as the season went on. So excited to see if we can pick it up where we left off.
And Coach, what has been the message going into this year throughout the preseason with that group that's returning after the experience they had from last year?
It's really about setting our expectations pretty high. We want to be able to compete at the highest of levels. And so to do that, you know, we have to believe we can right from the get-go. So we're really leaning into the experience that we got last year and trying to figure out, you know, what are the steps that we could do to make ourselves even better than we were last year. And, you know, that'll start with conference play when it comes around and seeing if we can, you know, get over the top and finish, you know, with a conference win this year, which will be a tough test. Iowa Falls and Clear Lake and Garner are all good teams that, you know, sort of traditionally give us problems. But that being said, we want to finish higher in the conference this year than we did last. We want to take care of our non-conference games better. There's some non-conference games starting with Mason City that, you know, we're hoping to play well in and see how things turn out.
Who has kind of emerged from the fold that's going to be a regular part of this lineup this year so far from what you've seen?
You know, well, really, we have kids returning in literally every position except one that started games last year. So, you know, it's going to look a lot like it did last year. You know, we got a lot of kids who started games and got some good experience, starting with Lena as our goalie, you know, first team all conference player who really stepped up through the course of the year last year and got better and better as it went. So, you know, I think our defense in general is a strength of our team, and we're going to rely heavily on those girls to, you know, set a tone and through the course of the season to, you know, make it tough on other teams to get anywhere near the goal. But even that being said, when they do, we'd like to think that Lane is going to be able to shut the door on it.
And it seems defense is pretty strong.
Correct. You know, Gracie and E.C. Olson and Hayden Smith and McKinley Mathis and Aranza Gonzalez and Adeline Vincent, you know, all those girls have been working in and Emmy Frieders have been working in through our defense through the course of, you know, this season early and, you know, really picking up where they left off and relying on their knowledge and their ability to kind of communicate back there and then maybe even be a stronger part of what we're trying to do in terms of offense as well.
The midfielders, the forwards. How's the group looking coming into the season?
Early on in the season, every year, it's always a little bit of a struggle offensively to try to put it together and to figure some things out. You know, we're still trying to piece together the parts and figure out who's going to be exactly where. But, you know, at forward, Sadie Hubble and Ava Gears and Brooklyn Kuhnert have done a nice job of, you know, trying to, you know, lead the way in terms of moving without the ball and moving into the right places at the right time and making really strong runs through the offense. And I think they're doing a nice job of that so far. And then on top of that, playing together in the midfield, Liv Harclaw and Mia Sanchez and Zoe Montag and Kaylee Vinsand and Charlie Smith and Elin Olson, along with Gwenny Haight. It's a good mix of kids that are experienced and kids that are new and young and trying to figure it out and athletic. You know, we're hoping that, you know, we can kind of piece that together in terms of figuring out, you know, what the right rotations are so that we can be as dangerous as we can be when we do have the ball. I think we're doing a pretty good job of possessing the ball right now through that group. You know, again, this is a group that got a lot of experience last year, you know, when they weren't necessarily thinking they were gonna, and definitely were able to step in and be productive and helpful. And we're going to rely on that kind of experience and that kind of attitude as we go forward.
What are things you're looking for as a coach from this team the first time out on the pitch this year?
Well, clearly communication is going to be a big deal for us, and being able to communicate to each other where we're at on the field and communicate to each other how we're going to defend and, you know, how we're going to move the ball are important. You know, we want to be able to possess the ball, you know, more than our opponent, or at least as much as our opponent. And, you know, those are things that we're really focused on right now, is being able to control the ball and being able to communicate what we're trying to do both offensively and defensively.
Well, appreciate it, Coach, and we want to wish you best of luck for the upcoming soccer season.
All right, thanks, Matt. I appreciate it and appreciate your coverage.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com One. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.